Praise Yahweh, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB. We're up and running, believe it or not. We hope and trust that you've got a good copy on us tonight. Well, we got a good program lined up for you tonight. We want you to get your Bibles, and we're going to get right in on the message tonight, basically, and we're going to go to the scriptures and tonight's entitlement of the polluted name. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen, and the reason that we're in such dire straits is because that Yahweh's people. Now, who is Yahweh's people? First of all, it's a people that are called by His name. A people that is called by His name. Now, His name being kept secret from the foundation of the world, basically, is a name above all names. That at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. And you can believe one thing, ladies and gentlemen, those confessing names are going to be the ones that make it in to the kingdom. Why? Simply because you can't go without His name. His name is above every name, just like we said. Let's go to, if you will, the book of Ezekiel, and we're going to chapter 20, and we're going to start somewhere around the 8th verse. But they rebelled against me. Now, who's they? They would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake their idols. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt, which symbolizes darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. The latest disaster, I was just talking to Dr. Gary, and through explaining to me some of the potential possibilities of this major oil spill that we're having down in his neck of the woods near New Orleans, it could turn out to be one of the most awesome disasters that the world has known for quite a while. In other words, if they cannot cap this well, it could pollute the whole ocean bodies. The five oceans that we've got could eventually be polluted with this oil. And Doc explained to me that 1 gallon of oil will pollute 250,000 gallons of normal seawater. So you can see it don't take much diluted oil into the water system to contaminate and to wreak havoc with this pollution scheme. The same thing is true about the name of Yahweh. Listen to this. But I wrought for my namesake that it should not be polluted, just like the oil of pollution, not the oil of salvation. The oil of salvation comes through the name. But men have hewed them out broken cisterns, the cisterns that can hold no water, nor ever I gave them my namesake, that it should not be polluted among the heathen, among whom they're in their sight. I made myself known unto them in bringing them out of the land of Egypt. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Wherefore, I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes, and I showed them my judgments. which if a man shall do, he shall even live in them. Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths. A lot of people just don't take Sabbath serious. Oh, Pastor Buddy, you don't really know when the Sabbath is. So God is going to have mercy. If he wanted you to know, he would tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, why? The question is, why? Why have we got the Bible that gives us strong indications of when the Sabbath is? It's something that I marvel at, that people will not, they just will not read, they will not pray, they will pollute the Word with their own tradition. Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know. See, the Sabbath is something that would teach you if you would come out of polluted tradition long enough to hear the gospel. And Yahweh wants us to return, number one, to his name, not to pollute it among the heathen. Now, what does that mean? Well, we've got enemies in the world. Most Christians do not acknowledge enemies other than the devil, and they blame him with everything. But the devil has got children. And these children are flesh and blood. They walk the earth just like Yahweh's children. If you're a child of Yahweh, you're a flesh and blood being. If Satan has got children, they're flesh and blood beings. And the Bible says that when you would do good, evil is always present. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which, if a man will do, he shall live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. Storms, earthquakes, famine. More religion today than you could shake a stick at. Religion is on every hand, on every corner. You've got these goody-two-shoe preachers up in the pulpit promising you, if you'll pay tithes and turn to the Lord and obey him. Obey what? They never tell you what to do except come to the church and be a good one and follow what the preacher says. But I wrote for my name's sake. I would for my name's sake that it would not be polluted among the heathen in whose sight I brought them out. Now, how would you pollute his name? Everybody says, well, it was too sacred for them to utter, and he didn't want it spoken. No, the pollution of it was hiding it. He gave his name to be revealed for his glory. He gave his name for honor. He gave his name for joy and for peace. But if we hide from his name, and we turn from his holy name, and we pollute it. Yea, I lifted up my hand unto them, that I would bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Now, I want to ask you a question. What land, what country in the world right now do you believe is the land of milk and honey? It's a foregone conclusion that the United States of America, in spite of all the storms, these are wake-up calls, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh is trying in the last days to get our attention. But because they despise my judgments, just as soon as the judgments come, they start a hurricane party. some kind of eating, drinking, and being merry party. I mean, we can have a disaster that kills thousands and thousands of people, and the people are so immune, it doesn't touch them. As long as it's not them that's hurting, they go right back to eating and drinking, and they despise my judgments. They walk not in my statutes, but listen to this, but polluted my Sabbaths. When is Yahweh's Sabbath? Is it on Saturday? Well, if it is, the country is being subjected to judgments. And we've got people all over the country keeping Saturday because they say the Jews keep it, and that's the seventh day. Question, who designed the Sabbaths? Who gave them these Sabbaths to follow? The blind money changers that he whipped out of the temple had caused his people to err and to turn their eyes and their ears from Yahweh. They would not hear him. They would not keep his judgments. They would not keep his Sabbaths. And the fact that his divine name is known in the scripture, in the holy writ of the Tetragrammaton, or it's what we call the four-letter word that nobody will use. They use all the other four-letter words, but they will not use the name of Yahweh. Oh, I don't know Hebrew. I call him Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, most people won't say Yahweh. They use a substitute, Hashem, Lord, God, Jesus, Jehovah, Adonia. But the Hebrew word for Lord, which is Adonia, it's the name that replaced the name that they call unspeakable. What's so unspeakable about the name of Yahweh? Yahweh's name doesn't appear one time in the text on three of the most popular English Bible translations on the market today. The name Yahweh doesn't appear. Why? They have polluted my holy name. Polluted by ignoring it, polluting it by bringing in other names, substitutes, names that are not going to save you, with the titles of Lord and God and Jesus and Jehovah, Adonia, Kyros. These names, ladies and gentlemen, have replaced the name of Yahweh, which actually, when you see the capitalization, the fact is that Yahweh's name has been edited and polluted out of the Bible. It's taken out. That's the pollution. Not because that we have put it before people. That's what Yahweh wanted his name. He wanted his name known. But he said, the preachers, the pastors, the shepherds. You notice how quick they are to use substitute names and so slow to use the name of Yahweh, which is above every name. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Yahweh's name doesn't appear one time in the text of the King James Bible, the New American Standard Bible, and the New International Version. They all substitute Lord and God with all the letters capitalized where the name Yahweh actually belongs. And they took their cue from Jewish Masoretes in the Masoretic text. They introduced the tradition in the mid-second century B.C., and it was continued since that time. It's man-made tradition of pollution. Now we've got everybody using every name that you can conceive imaginable except the name of Yahweh. Very few preachers use it because they lose their audience. They won't teach it. They won't preach it. They won't confirm it with the signs following. They're ashamed of it. But the Bible said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Fact number two, that Yahweh's name has been taken out of the Bible, and then we got preachers bold enough to get up and condemn it and make fun of it. And they get all kinds of offerings and support. You know why? Because the name of Yahweh is hated. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. You shall be hated again of all men for my name's sake. Now, Yahweh's name appears 6,823 times in the Old Testament. Now, since the New Testament is loaded with direct quotes and paraphrase passages from the Old Testament that contain Yahweh's name, it should appear all over the New Testament as well. But the Greek scholars, following the example of the Jewish translators and those who sought to cover up his name because they said it was too sacred to utter, in fact, they have taken the name out for all the substitutes and polluted the name. Polluted it by not using it. Polluting it by hiding it. Polluting it by burying it in some obscure Hebrew translation. And the most popular translation, the English Bible, is now, ladies and gentlemen, is now taken out. And fact number three, Yahweh is left out, and Lord and God, which are titles. And there's not one scripture where Yahweh ever even hinted that we should declare his titles to the world and leave out his name. See, that's pollution. We substituted polluted vowels, polluted titles that can never appropriately be applied to his name. These are wood, rock, or metal, and Yahweh refers to himself as, they have fashioned my name in pollution and idols. They have forgot my Sabbaths and polluted my name and caused my people. Jeremiah 23, verse 25, 26, and 27. They have caused my people to choose and distinguish between Yahweh and this inanimate object of false deities, hay, wood, stubble, deity, traditions, Lord, God, Jehovah, Jesus. They have replaced it with these subtitles or these substitute titles. And fact number three of pollution is that they have forgotten his name for Baal, which is Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a shame. Now notice this one. Fact number four, Yahweh commanded us to tell people who he is by his name. For my namesake. For my namesake. Yahweh means I am. And I am is one of his names. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 13, 14, and 15, Yahweh told Moses, I am who I am. Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And then he added his command. Say to the Israelites, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Now, forever means without end, and so it's obvious that Yahweh never intended for us to substitute these polluted titles of Lord and God and Adonias and Kuros and Jehovah and Jesus to the title, to call upon these titles to pollute the real name or to hide it or to obscure it. And most people, even the apostles, in the 17th chapter of the book of John, they had to be told what the Father's name was. They didn't even know it. They didn't even know His name. So, fact number five, Yahweh is our only Savior, and He's the one that you would call Jesus in the New Testament, but His real name is Yahweh. Hallelujah, not Hallelujah. So the great switch, the bait and switch. Now preachers are so proud and so fearful of losing their fan base or their membership base, and they're so addicted to the money it brings in just to sit and ramble around with a false name, as they pollute the true name by obscuring it and hiding it. Jeremiah 33:15 tells us plainly that the Messiah's name is Yahweh. 33:15, the book of Jeremiah. Verse 22, nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my namesake that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. And I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, and I said, I will scatter them among the heathen and disperse them throughout the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes went after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby that they should not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts. There you go now. See, what you revel in and what you glory in, that which is highly esteemed today among people in tradition, such as these false named Lord and God. You hear preachers, I hear them all the time. And the Lord said, and the God said, and the Lord said. That's all they know. When there's many lords and many gods and many pagan idols, I caused them to pass through the fire, all that opened the womb, that I might make them desolate, because they have polluted my name for their heathen and their gods of hay, wood, stubble. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I notice this, that people everywhere claim they love the Lord. In Philippians 2:9, the Apostle Paul referred to the name of Yahweh when he said, God bestowed upon him the name which is above every name, at the name of Yahweh, every knee should bow, of those things in heaven or under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Yahweh is the mighty one or the eternal one, to the glory of God the Father. Yahweh is the name that is bestowed upon that individual that you call Jesus, because they have very expertly taken out the true name in favor of a pagan name. And you preachers that preach it for money and filthy lucre, you don't know what you've got laid up for you. It would be better for you if you'd have never, never deceived one person. Because that person's blood, indisputable. The fact is that to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, simply because he's popular, or simply because they're afraid they'll lose their congregation If you'd have taught your congregation right to start with, you'd never had a problem. I gave up my Jesus congregation over 20 years ago in search of the name that I had polluted with my unbelief and tradition. Following the tradition. So the name Yahweh, according to Philippians 2 and 9, is a name that is above every name. And Paul was paraphrasing Isaiah 45, verses 21. Now listen to me when I read this. And there is no other God beside me. A righteous God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of earth, for I am Yahweh, and there's no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back. That to me every knee will bow and every tongue will swear allegiance. And that they will say of me, only in Yahweh are righteousness and strength. Men will come to him, and all who were angry with him shall be put to shame. Those who turn from him. As in Isaiah 43:11, Yahweh said, I am your only Savior. I am Yahweh. No Jesus in the Old Testament where I'm reading here. No Jehovah. It's erroneous. It shouldn't have been in there. And yet we've got preachers that defend both of those names. You know why? They're like the money changers. They can't give up a good thing. And the people are so deceived and polluted by using Lord and God and Jesus and all these other names that they just cannot break away from their pollution, because truth is a cleansing agent. And when you wash and cleanse yourself and rid yourself of all these traditional names, you separate yourself from friends. You separate yourself from wife, from husband, from children. I've still got children that I taught 40 years ago. The wrong name. And they're still telling me that I'm wrong by preaching the true name. You see, the Bible said, you shall be hated, and your foes will be those of your own household, for preaching the truth of his name. Well, what is his name? Well, they have polluted his name. They have taken his name in vain. By failing to use his name, by failing to honor his name, again, Isaiah 43:11, Yahweh said, I am your Savior. And it's almost impossible to misinterpret this verse. It's so simple and so clear and so direct. When in John 8:58, in reference to Isaiah 43:11, before Abraham was born, I am. To misunderstand what he meant, you have to be ignorant about the fact that Yahweh told Moses he was the great I am. And when you fail to prove that Yahweh is the great I am, and the Bible said, if you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. What is his name? The Bible repeats the essential facts. Again and again, Yahweh is our only Savior, and he's our only God. And that the one you call Jesus is reality, Yahweh, his true name. Why don't you address him by his true name and quit polluting his name with false names? Names that sound good or names that are popular. Yahweh is the only name that we're told to declare to the whole world. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am God. and there is none else. It's the only name in which we have that has salvation. By His name and His name only, it's heartbreaking. It hurts me that most Christians don't even know the name of the Creator. Especially now in the time when we have access to more knowledge. I can excuse the people 100 years ago because they went with all they had. But Yahweh said that He would cause His people to forget His name because they wanted to go out and become heathen. Therefore, He gave them up to reprobated minds to believe a lie and be damned. But He said, in the last days, I will return and I will again recover my people. And saviors will come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be Yahweh's. Boy, we're judging Esau right now. You don't know it. You don't see a lot of results with the money changers ruling the world. However, there is a change coming. There is a shifting, a blowing, a judgment coming upon America. Simply because it is time for the people of Yahweh to turn from their wicked ways and to repent and to heal this land and to obey Yahweh, to turn back to Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Ladies and gentlemen, that's very important. Number six. Fact number six in the pollution and the covering and the hiding of His name. Is this being done purposely? Yeah. The Bible says that they know, my people will know my name. Joel 2:32 says, whoever calls on the name of Yahweh will be delivered or saved. And yet the churches and the preachers promise them salvation calling on the polluted names, the popular names, the name that gets the biggest crowd. Preachers preaching for crowds, preaching for a large offering. They want to be a big preacher. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to spend a long time in a bad place for deceiving people because their blood is going to be upon your hands. I don't want your blood on my hand by lying to you. I don't want the name of Yahweh polluted in your presence. I'm going to reserve this name, which is an honorable name. It's above every name, and it's the only name that's got salvation. Acts 2:21, Peter quoted Joel 2:33, and in Romans 10:13, Paul delivered Joel's and Peter's message precisely. In Acts 4:12, Peter went even further. There is salvation in no other name, for there is none other name under heaven other than Yahweh. I know it's not in your New Testament. You're going to look over there and you're going to find Jesus. But everywhere you see capital letters in Lord, L-O-R-D, both in the old and the new, you've seen a polluted replacement for the true name. Won't you come to Yahweh today? Won't you turn from your wicked ways? Won't you love Yahweh? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I would, but, you know, it's gonna cause a lot of trouble. Oh, really? What kind of trouble is it going to cause? Well, my wife is so involved in the Sunday school. She's a Sunday school teacher, by the way. And the quarterlies are already printed out. And so, therefore, she's done told me, she's made it very plain to me, she's not switching over. She's staying with Jesus. She's staying with Jehovah. You silly, poor, miserable Jehovah people. You get out here in your little booklets that you pass out and go from house to house and take your little city women with you, and you do it on Sunday and Saturday, and you know, mostly Saturday, so you can beat the Sunday crowd, get a leg up on them. And you can pass land and sea to make one proselyte in Jehovah's name, and you make him two-fold more a child of hell than he was to begin with. Just like these Christian preachers that preach Jesus revivals all over the world. They save anything. They go to Africa. They go to the Congo. They go to the Philippines. They go to China. They go wherever there is a soul. And when they make it a convert, they make it twofold more the child of hell. Simply because they use all the polluted names and will not use the honorable name of Yahweh, which is the only name. Proof. Get you a Hebrew Bible. Look at the name of Yahweh. Search it out. Study it. The Bible said, study to show yourself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. Pray. Fast. I fasted so much in pursuit. I didn't know what I was fasting for. I was just hungry. But the more I fasted, the more knowledge it came to me. And the more knowledge it came to me, the more I ate it. And finally, when I got the name, I understood what it meant by Matthew 10:22. You shall be hated of all men for my name. Because they have polluted by covering, by disowning and not acknowledging the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. But it's more popular to preach the name that the people are deceived in, because more people believe the name of Jesus, the name of Jehovah, the name of Lord, and the name of God. They believe that name. And the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right, but in the end, it's the way of death. Would you want me to tell you a lie and pollute the name of Yahweh and cover it up and hide it just so that you could feel good for a moment? Would you not rather be cut to the heart by a preacher that would tell you the truth and it would hurt for a moment and then heal you over? Once you get this name embedded in you, once you take this name upon you, once you acknowledge this name, you will begin to grow in grace and knowledge. And ladies and gentlemen, from California to Alaska to Scotland and to Ireland and to Germany and to France and to England, New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, oh man, around the world, we have had people respond to us and our message about this name. It's been, you know, when I get to thinking about it, it's been astounding. Of the people in the last days that are hungering and searching for something other than a traditional Christian bell box. They want truth. They appreciate preachers that will preach the truth. They appreciate preachers that are hated for the truth and despised for the truth, just like the Messiah was. What do you think he was hated for? He said, I come in my Father's name. Was his Father's name Jehovah? Pray tell me. Even all of the scholars will agree with Pastor Buddy tonight. Even the Christian scholars will tell you that Jehovah is not his right name. And yet the Jehovah Witnesses and those that are deceived by him, every day they go and deceive some silly woman or some silly man that don't know any better just because they're nice people. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's not looking for nice people. He's looking for honest people. People that will not hide the name. People that will not lie to you and be nice. Have I become your enemy because I've told you the truth? Paul said they hated Paul. Not because he was a nice guy, but because he cut them to the heart. He told them what the name of Yahweh was. He himself was fighting against people preaching the name of Yahweh publicly. He had never heard the name of Jesus. This name Jesus, if you could resurrect Paul today and ask him if the Savior that he was preaching was named Jesus, he'd say, what? Where'd that come from? He was preaching the name of Yahweh. The same name that Peter, James, and John were preaching because the Messiah came in the Father's name 6,823 times. If anybody'd like to debate it, and come on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, I'd be glad to get in the Bible for you, and we will open up the Hebrew Bible to see exactly what the translators have replaced for the Tetragrammaton. They put L-O-R-D, or Kuros, or Adonia, or Jesus, or Jehovah. They put these polluted names in front or hidden over the true name of Yahweh, which the preachers have been so accustomed to preaching this, and they have been paid so good to preach it, that they can't give up their congregation. I know preachers right now that would love to give it up, but they're so stuck in the mire of tradition that they got to keep on preaching. Knowing that they're going to judgment and they'll have to bow the knee and confess the true name. Now, if you've got Lord or God or Jesus or Kuros or Adonia or Jehovah or Jesus, if you've got these pagan names, the polluted names, to cover up the true name, that's how they pollute his name. They covered it up. They denied it. They will not use it. No, you shepherds, I'm against you because you have forgotten my name. You have taught against my name for the name of Baal. You've took them to platform altars. You've took them to steepled churches. You've taken them to hide Easter eggs, to love Santa Claus. You've given them all these traditions and polluted my name. What is his name? Every knee shall bow to this great name. No wonder people can't understand the Sabbath. No wonder that they can't even comprehend what an altar's for and how to build one. That they are so ingrained in tradition, they've learned the lies of their fathers. Their fathers love lies. The fathers love the heathen gods. And their children are just chips off the old block. Take tradition and preach it, and people will honor it. Take the truth and preach it, and people will hate you. That's the difference. And I come on here 5 nights a week and telling you that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. Oh, you hear other preachers babbling about something else. Preaching Lord and God and Jesus and Jehovah. But very seldom do you hear a man of Yahweh stand and preach the truth with boldness and challenge anything out there that uses anything other than the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you tonight that the oil is polluting the oceans, but the oil of deception is polluting the souls. The oceans can eventually clear up, because there ain't going to be no oceans in the end anyway. Did you know that? I was talking to Doc again, and he reminded me of a scripture that really fits what we see in the oceans being polluted. The Bible says that everything in the ocean died because of pollution. Did you know every soul that is not washed in the name of Yahweh has polluted itself? It's going to die in a polluted ocean of unbelief and tradition. If you gain the whole world and you ate shellfish, which you're not supposed to eat shellfish anyway. Oh, they're up in arms because that shrimp and lobster and crab and turtles and everything else that they eat, which is unclean. These are scavengers of the sea. We fish them plumb out of the ocean, and no wonder they're getting polluted. You don't take oil to pollute it. Are you going to turn to Yahweh today? Are you going to find Yahweh? Is he going to be the strong tower that you need? I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. 1-877-289-7439. We need your help. Our tithes and offerings have fallen off. We need your help. We haven't compromised the truth. We're going to still preach it. We got men and women that stand for it. Holds Pastor Buddy's hands up that I can be here 5 nights a week. We need your help on the radio. Help us. Brother Paul. 1-800-253-2748. And for all you that mail me tithes every month without fail, I take your letters and I offer them up to Yahweh, of course. But you hold my hands up, make it possible to pay my bills, and help me to preach the gospel, which you'll have to have that name on you, in you, and over you before you can go. Everything that is not in the name is in a false way. I pray tonight that you will write us, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me tonight, I'm live. Area code 423-626-2172. We'll see you in Passover on this month, starting on the 27th. Ladies and gentlemen, an old-fashioned foot washing on the night of the 27th. If you'd like to attend our Passover this year, just call Brother Buddy tonight, and I'll give you directions on when we will assemble and where it's going to be. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world on WWRB 3.185. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.